We're learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara brought down three shitas about the brachas of Lulav and Sukkah. We know Sukkah is a mitzvah all 7 days deraisa. Lulav, the first day is deraisa, the rest of the week is derabanan. Now, there's a svara you should make a bracha on Sukkah every single day. Why? Because Sukkah is deraisa every day. There's a svara that you shouldn't make a bracha on Sukkah every day because since the mitzvah of Sukkah is one continuous mitzvah because there's no difference in night and day, there's only one bracha we might see you for the whole week. On Lulav, on the other hand, there's two svaras. One svara is make a bracha every day because it's a new mitzvah every day because at night there's no mitzvah. On the other hand, it's only deraisa the first day, so maybe only make a bracha on deraisa, it's not on derabanan. Or maybe you make a bracha on both of them every day, and that's the three shittas. So now the Gemara is going to discuss the Rav Yechran shita, which holds that Sukkah is for 7 days, a bracha every day of Sukkahs, and Lulav is only 1 day, because it's only the rice of 1 day. And for sure, Lagabe, Sukkah 7 days, the Gemara says we paskin like that, and we'll see what we paskin regarding Lulav. But now the Gemara is going to have a meisveh on that Rav Yechran who holds that Sukkah Shiva, Lulav Yem Echad. Meisveh, starting the last word on Mem Hei Beis, meisveh. Meisvei ha'oisa lulav la'atzmai. Someone who makes a lulav for himself. Which means before yontif, you make a lulav, you tie together a lulav, you make a bracha of shech yonu. And the reason is because that's like the haschal of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the completion of the mitzvah is when you shake the lulav. But the beginning is when you tie it together. And therefore, you only make the bracha of it's la'atzmai. If you're making it for someone else, it doesn't make sense you make a shech yonu because that's not your mitzvah. He's doing the mitzvah. So therefore, you make a lulav for yourself, you make a shech yonu when you're making the lulav. And we'll talk about halacha maisa very soon. Not lu, then on Yom Tov, when you shake the lulav for the first time, latzisvay, omo baruch hashek hashanu mitzvot tzivonu al natilas lulav. Then you make the bracha of al natilas lulav. Even though he made the bracha of Natilas Lulav the first day, every day of Yom Tov, even though it's the Rabbanan, you make a bracha al Natilas Lulav. You don't make a Shech Yonu because that you made already when you put together the Lulav, but you make every day a bracha of al Natilas Lulav. That's what comes to Lulav. What about Sukkah? Ha'isa Sukkah. You build your Sukkah la'atzma, you're building your Sukkah for yourself. Omar Baruch Shech Yonu v'kiyimanu. You make the bracha of Shech Yonu v'kiyimanu. That's even before Yom Tov. Nichlas Leishavba. You go in to sit in the sukkah. Omar Asher Kishonim besides the Tzvonu Leishav Basukkah. The Kivin Shabirchi and Rishon Shuvin Mevarach. And this Mishnah Brisa says that once you made a bracha once on sukkah, you don't make a bracha anymore. And so that's what comes out. So what's the kasha? Rav Yechanan says the opposite. We have Rav Yechanan says lulav is only 1 day because you only make a bracha on the rice and on the abanan. And sukkah was every single day. And here it says the opposite. Lulav every day. Sukkah only one time because it's one big mitzvah. So Gemara says, Bishlama, Lulav, Alulav, Loi Kasha, why not? Kamazman, Bishakayim, Gamazman, Bishakayim. You can say Lulav is not Shver because that it says over here, make a bracha Lulav every day when the mitzvah is Kayim, and therefore there's a mitzvah derais every single day. Mashenkin before, where there was no mitzvah, Mashenkin, Rabbi Yechon, was talking about there's only mitzvah derais the first day, therefore you only make one bracha on Matilas Lulav. But Sukkah Kasha, but Sukkah didn't change between Beis Mikdash Kayim and now. So Rabbi Yechon says Sukkah is every day a bracha, and here it says only one time. So Rabbi says you're right. Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoi. The Tanya learned in the Braisa. Tefillin kozman shemenichon mevarach aleihem divrei Rabbi. Rabbi holds that even though the whole day is mitzvah tefillin, one big mitzvah of tefillin, every time you take it off and you mesiach dasmit, you put it on again, you make a bracha. That's what Rabbi holds. Make one bracha a day. And that machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim, will be the same machlokes by Sukkah. That according to the Chachamim, hold make one bracha because it's one big mitzvah a whole day. So Sukkah also, a mitzvah 7 days, make one bracha. Mashenka Rebbe says, every time I put it on again, I make a new bracha, even the same day. So by Sukkah also, you make a new bracha every day. Itmar, Abai Omar Halacha Hilchasuk Rebbe. Abai says we pass like Rebbe that you make a bracha on tefillin every time you put it on. But Ravam Hilchasuk Rabbanon, we pass them like the Rabbanon, we say only one bracha a day. Omar Rav Mari, Rei Deva Shmuel. Chazine le Rava le Ove Kishmaitse. I saw that Rava does not do Kishmaitse. He does like Abai and he makes a bracha every time. In the morning, he wakes up early, goes to the bathroom. When Nafi comes out, he washes his hands, tefillin, he puts on tefillin, and makes a bracha. If he has to go to the bathroom again, when Nafi comes out, he makes another bracha. And so you see, Rav himself does like Rabbi. We also do like Rabbi, we make a bracha all 7 days of Sukkot. So that's the halacha that we paskin by that you make a bracha every single day of Sukkot, Leishu of Sukkot. Now, when do you make this bracha? Every time you walk into the Sukkah, maybe once a day, when do you make this bracha? So the Rosh brings down the different shittas Rishonim about this. We mentioned last year a little Tosis, but the Rosh speaks out a little clearly. The Rosh speaks out that that's when you make the bracha. And we paskin that if you just go in l'tayelba with the sleep, you don't make a bracha, only b'shas achila. So b'shalom l'tayelba, we understand why you don't make a bracha. Let's go in to spend some time there. Because that's not the ikar yeshiva v'sukkah. Ikar yeshiva v'sukkah is achila, achila and shina. But sleeping is even more chamed than achila, so why you make a bracha? So Rosh asks this question. So Rosh says, "Ma she'im v'varchem al sukkah b'shas hashina v'af bishem b'tzina b'chaymer." He says, "Shem lo yuchal lishon, maybe you won't be able to sleep. Have bracha levatala." But that's one pshat. Rabbi Tam is different pshat. Rabbi Tam says like this: "The fish ikar hakevah she'adam oisim b'sukkah yachila, avashar tiel v'shina she'oisim b'sukkah tfeilin l'gabe yachila, and that patters it." So according to Rabbi Tam, is the ikar kviyas in a sukkah is eating, and therefore that everything else is bottled to that. There are some adaktikim, when you eat the suda, you make a bracha leishu sukkah. But let's say you go out of your sukkah, you go out to learn, or you go out to sukkah leishu, if you come back home, you go to sleep. You're not going to have a bracha on that sleeping in the sukkah. So some people, what they do is they sit down, eat some mezainis, pass over kistin, some cake, they make a leishu sukkah, and that will go on their sleeping, and therefore they make sure to get a bracha on their sleeping. There are some people who do that, and the maisa, there is something to mitzar for that. When you sit in a sukkah, there is something to that, that it's really mechayev a bracha. Just we say, you make the bracha on the eating, but there is something to sitting in the sukkah, which might be mechayev a bracha. But halacha maaseh, we only make a bracha b'shas when we eat either bread or pasavah b'kistin. That's when we make a bracha of leisha b'sukkah.
If you don't leave the sukkah what? From one day to the next,
then you wouldn't make a bracha if you went one day to the next. You stay in the sukkah the whole time, you dive in the sukkah, everything. Once you leave the sukkah, so then you come back in, you make a relationship with the sukkah. Yeah. What? Yeah, probably leaves for the, it could be the davening, they wouldn't make a bracha, yeah. I saw Taka, Rav Papi, that every time he put on tefillin, he made a bracha. Rabbanan the mayor of Ashi called Amos the mash machine bay mevarachi. Every time he touched his tefillin, he makes a bracha. Now, which bracha did he make every time he touched his tefillin? So Tosis speaks out that the mitzvah lemashish behem, like learn out from tzitz, it's a mitzvah to touch your tefillin every day. But he says v'lo yisparish mahu mevarach. Tosis the mashal dechol doesn't explain what you make, what bracha you make in mevarachim lishmar as chukav. The mice it comes out, you make a special bracha called lishmar chukav because I'm like when I'm touching the tefillin, I'm remembering about tefillin, I'm watching the tefillin. So the Ran here says that I never saw anyone really making that bracha. So what happened? It's a Gemara here. No one argues on this Gemara. It doesn't look like. So what happened to this bracha to make? So he says the reason is because we don't know exactly what the shear of how often you have to touch your tefillin. Since we're not sure how often touch your tefillin, we don't make this bracha. So we don't make this bracha lishmar chukav when we touch the tefillin. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. The bracha of lulav. So now we paskin l'gabe sukkah and make a bracha every day. That was very clear. Most of the rabbanon hold like that. That's what we paskin. Now what about lulav? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. You make a bracha lulav every one of the 7 days. Rav Shua ben Levi, Amar Yom Rishon mitzvahs lulav. The first day is mitzvahs lulav. V'kam ve'elach mitzvahs zekanim. It's only mitzvahs the rabbanon. Therefore, he holds you do not make a bracha. He holds you don't make a bracha. Va'fil Yom Rishon. Yerichem mitzvahs Amar Kol Yom mitzvahs zekanim. Every day is the mitzvah rabbanon fill yom rishon, even the first day. Break the mar v'kaimel on the yom rishon deraisa. Don't we pask in the first day is deraisa? So gemara ema bar mi yom rishon. Besides the first day, yoch hainu rabbi shuma levi. That's my understanding of shuma levi. So gemara ema v'chein rabbi yitzchak. They only make a bracha on the first day. But va'af rav sava kol shiva mitzvah lulav. But rav also besides Yehuda and Shmuel, rav also holds the mitzvahs lulav. The bracha is every one of the 7 days. How do we know that? The Amar Rav Chia ba'ashi Amar Rav, because Rav Chia says b'shem Rav that Hamadik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarich Levarach, that you light the Chanukah Neris, you make a bracha. Chanukah Neris only the Rabban Degem Mitzvah, so it must be also by Lulav, which is the Rabban Degem Mitzvah, you make a bracha. Rav Yirmi Oimer Amar Haroy Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarich Levarach. Not only when you light the Neris Chanukah, but even if you see the Ner Chanukah, you also make a bracha. And next we're my Mevarach, the Maram takes out. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Yoim Rishon, the first day of Chanukah, HaMadlik Mevarach Shalish. The Madlik makes three brachas. HaRoye Mevarach Shtayim. But someone who does not Madlik, just sees the Neiris, makes two. Mekam Ve'elech, Madlik Mevarach Shtayim. After that, the Madlik makes two brachas, but Roye Mevarach Achas. And the Roye only makes one. My Mevarach, what's the bracha? Baruch Asher Kedishonim V'Mesayis V'Tzivonu LaHadlik Ner Chanukah. That's one bracha. The other bracha is also nisin lave seinu, and the third bracha is shechiyanu. So the first day, the madlik makes three brachas: lahadlik, shasen nisim, and shechiyanu. The roya only says shasen nisim and shechiyanu. After that, the only two brachas: lahadlik, shasen nisim, and the roya only makes shasen nisim. Now, frank the marakasha by the rabbanon, heki sevit sivanu, veichon sivanu. Where did the Torah tell us about Chanukah? So the marak pasuk says loisasur. The pasuk says that. That if the Chazal tell you something, you can't go any way, in any direction, not the right to left. You have to listen exactly. So that's what a tzivonu is. That pasuk says that you should listen to Chazal, and that's the makar for mitzvahs derabbanan. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masla Behedya Amar Rav Kol Shiva Mitzvahs Lulav. We learn out Rav from Chanukah. He has a memra from Rav Beferish that every day of the 7 days you make a bracha on lulav. Tana Rabbanu. We'll come back to this halacha. We're coming back to this halacha of Shachianu. Tana Rabbanu. Yitzchak goes last, but somebody makes a sukkah for himself. Amar Baruch Shia Baruch Shachianu. Makes a Baruch Shachianu Shas Asiyah. Because you said that's the tchilas haMitzvah. Niches Leishiva. You go in to sit in it. Amar Baruch Shachianu Shalom Shitzvanu Leishiva Sukkah. That's if it was built already. If you give a chaz or something, then mevarich, you make a bracha of shechianu. In lav, when you go in, you sit down, then mevarich, you make a bracha of shechianu. He made all the shechianu and leishiv sukkah all on kiddush. So the shaila is taka. Why don't we make the shechianu when we make the sukkah and when we make the lula? Why taka don't we do that? So the Mordechai explains very gushmak. He says that by a sukkah, most people, not every person makes a sukkah. Let's say, crying out of your family, 10 people. One person makes a sukkah, so only he's going to make a shechianu, all the 9 people can make a shechianu. We want a chance for everyone to make a shechianu. Therefore, we're misaking it, they make it together on the kais. This is where everyone makes a shechianu. I can tell you, everyone doesn't make a kiddush. Tarek says, everyone's being shemei ka'ina, they're all making a shechianu. Same thing with lulav. In the times of the paiskim, the early paiskim, they only had around a few lulavim for the whole city. So only who put together lulav? The few people had it. So only they're going to have a chance to make a shechianu when they put it together erev yontif. Therefore, they said no. We make a shechianu shas mitzvah. If ever gets a chance to make a shechianu on the lulav,
that's what we don't make. That's
what
we don't make when we're tiny.
We are right. That's what we make it. Why we make it when we cook? Everyone wants to make their own shechianu. Now the Taisa speaks at another point.
Would it be better on that sukkah to make our own kiddush technically in the
it could be. The Shmei Kohen is good. The Shmei Kohen is fine. It works perfectly. If some people, Hasidim, like making their own things. So, you know, they want to make your own bracha, your own kavana. So then you could do it also. But both are fine. Now, Tosfos speaks out that what happens if... it sounds like that you make a shechianu in the beginning. So then you don't make a shechianu again on the yontif. Let's say you make a shechianu before. Then by Kiddush, you don't make a shechianu on the yontif. Why not? Why don't you have shechianu on the yontif? Good, you sukkah, you made a shechianu, but you make kiddush, make a shechianu on yontif. Rosh Hashanah make a shechianu. Taisus asks his kasha, and Taisus says a tamer, but typically the mavarach mishum yontif, mishum mavarach my yontif the pesach ba'atzeres. You don't have a sukkah, then you make a bracha. V'chol shayyam tayvim. So Taisus says, Hashem, akivin the sukkah machmas chakas yosvaruhu. There's a man today, apni shabirach b'chol potter. So that path is your yontif, and that's the lachol ma'isa. If someone decides to be, you know, he learned the gemara, he makes a shechianu when he built the sukkah. He does not make a shechianu again by kiddush because that will go on the yontif also. That Taisus is saying that if you make a shechianu for yontif, it goes on the yontif. It's written on halacha that make a shechianu for yontif, you don't make another shechianu when you make kiddush that day.
So in that case, all his whole family members all have to make their own kiddush.
They're not going to have the shechianu. They'll make their own shechianu. Yeah, on kiddush. Yeah, we better. Yeah, they have to make their own kiddush.
But can the family then? Can somebody else make a shechianu in that? So you can make a shechianu.
You can make a shechianu probably without that. We make a shechianu in Kippur. We add a kais also. Yeah. Spend it on kais. Tana Rabbanan, hoyle fun of mitzvahs harbe. If someone has in front of him a bunch of different mitzvahs, we know he does. Amar baruch hashem rishonu mitzvahs al mitzvahs. You don't make a set of bracha of every mitzvah. You make one bracha hashem rishonu mitzvahs al mitzvahs. Rav Yehuda, you make a bracha on every single one by itself, like we do. Now, what's an example of someone's mitzvahs harbe? So Rashi says the case is like this. What's the four mitzvahs you have in front of you? It says lita lulav, leishiv v'suka, laniach tefillin, l'sachta v'tzitzis. That's what Rashi says. Zoktim v'lo yarayim. It's a raya from here. You put tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Because it says over here, lulav, leishiv v'suka, laniach tefillin. Zoktim v'lo yarayim. It's a raya from here. You put on tefillin in on Chol HaMoed. If you look at the Mechaber and Simon Lamed Aleph, Siv Beis, if Paskin is there that you don't make put on tefillin. So what do you do with this Rashi? It sounds like a first Rashi. So Lamaisa, some say that it's like two groups. He's saying an example of Mitzvah Harbi. Either Lita Lula of Valesha Vasukha, one thing, or the Niyak Tum Sahab, this is another thing. Mm-hmm. That's what they answer to Me'atik Rashi, that wouldn't be a riot. Zogti Gemara Vaita. Om Rav Zeir, Ratim Rav, Chanina Bar Papa. Hilkasa Karav Yehuda. Pasuk Rav Yehuda, they make a bracha on every mitzvah by itself. Om Rav Zeir, Ratim Rav, Chanina Bar Papa. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's the makar to Rav Yehuda that every mitzvah gets its own separate, unique bracha? The Chsiv, Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim. You should praise Hashem every single day. Only by day, not by night. Every day, give Hashem a special bracha of that day. It's a weekday bracha, a weekday bracha. Shabbos bracha, Shabbos bracha. Yom to bracha, Yom to bracha. Every day is special, has its own uniqueness to the day. Hachinami, every mitzvah, every mitzvah, You do me'ain the bracha, me'ain the mitzvah, you give a bracha, me'ain that mitzvah. Another member for Rav Zeira. Bar Rav Zeira, v'tem Rav Chanina bar Papa. Bar Reish, lo'i kemir zekar z'baruch ha'mir z'bas v'adam. The meat of a kar z'baruch is not like the meat of bas v'adam. Meat of bas v'adam, kli reikon machzik. If something is empty, a cup that's empty, you can fill it up. Mole, if it's filled with something, ain't a machzik, you can't fill it up, because it can't fit anymore. But by Kadosh Baruch Hu, by Ruchnius, it's different. Amir Kadosh Baruch Hu, Malei Machzik. If you're full of Torah mitzvahs, then you could get even more. Reikon, if you have nothing, it's much harder. Ein Machzik. Shneimar, V'ayam Shemaya Tishma. We darshan, if you hear a little bit, im Shemaya Tishma, v'lav le'tishma. If you hear a little bit, then you'll hear more. V'lav le'tishma. Another pshat in that pasuk, Dov Acha, im Shemaya B'yashan Tishma V'chadosh. If you listen to the old stuff, which means you chaz over your learning a lot of times, then every time you chaz, you'll realize new things. Tishma v'chaz, you'll realize new things. V'myifnu levavchav shuvlei tishma. But if you forget about what you learned, and you give up what you learned, you won't get the new stuff. So the more you chaz, it's not pshat when you chaz, you just remember. When you chaz, you get more understanding, and new nuggets every time you learn more, and that's the maila of chazara, that's even as possible. It's two pshat and possible. Either pshat, the more you learn, the easier it is to learn more, or the more you learn, you'll even gain more from what you learned. Seems like-